Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned in Atlanta tonight at a Get Out the Vote event. Biden said that President Trump is not trying to prevent the spread of coronavirus, but urged the crowd to be optimistic.
Over the past few months, there's been so much pain, so much suffering, so much loss in America. More than 225,000 dead Americans because of COVID-19. 7,800 right here in Georgia. And millions of people are out of work, on the edge. They can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and Donald Trump has given up.
Biden telling supporters they should also vote to end Republican control of the U.S. Senate. At another event in Warm Springs, south of Atlanta earlier, the former vice president spoke of the need for national unity to address many of the nation's challenges. President Trump campaigned today in Wisconsin as part of a three-state swing through the central U.S. As Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM reports, the president defended his efforts on COVID-19 as Wisconsin reported a new day high in deaths related to the disease.
Trump spoke at an outdoor rally in western Wisconsin. He said next week's election against Democrat Joe Biden offers a clear choice on the future of the U.S. economy.
It's a choice between a Trump boom or a Biden lockdown. Let's lock it all down. And by the way, speaking of lockdowns, let's get your governor to open it up.
Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers says 64 more people in the state have died of COVID-19, a one-day high. And the state also set a new one-day record in confirmed cases of the virus. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in West Salem, Wisconsin.
The Pennsylvania National Guard has been mobilized amid a second night of violent protests in Philadelphia. The unrest was sparked by the police killing of 27-year-old Walter Wallace on Monday. From member station WHYY, Jimena Condi reports that Wallace's family members say they called 911 for medical help.
Speaking for the family today, attorney Shaka Johnson said Wallace experienced mental health issues and was being treated with lithium. He says that's why the Wallace family specifically asked for an ambulance and not police when he became agitated. According to Johnson, police properly trained in crisis intervention should have noticed Wallace was in distress despite his holding a knife and de-escalated the situation.
Especially when you have his wife tells you, stand down, officers. He's manic. He's bipolar.
Police shot Johnson in front of his mother and pregnant wife. The incident is under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Jimena Condi in Philadelphia.
You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge has rejected the idea of having the Justice Department replace President Trump in a defamation lawsuit. The department argued that the government and taxpayers should stand in Trump's place as the defendant in the case because he was sued while in office. Writer E. Jean Carroll filed the suit after the president denied raping her decades ago. The Hollywood Commission, chaired by Anita Hill, has released the fourth in a series of reports. And NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that once again, the findings show that the entertainment industry is rife with harassment.
The anonymous survey asked nearly 10,000 workers in Hollywood if they experienced gender harassment, unwanted sexual attention, sexual coercion, or sexual assault. Nearly two-thirds of both women and men said they had endured demeaning or offensive jokes. Women reported uncomfortable hugs or touching at twice the rate of males. One in five women and one in 10 men surveyed said they had to deal with unwanted kissing, groping, or non-consensual sex. Still, more than two-thirds of the respondents said they saw moderate to a lot of progress since the start of the Me Too movement. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Gulf Coast residents are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Zeta late Wednesday. It is the 27th named storm of the season and stands to become the fifth to strike Louisiana. Zeta was a hurricane when it made landfall on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula early Tuesday. A hurricane warning is posted from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama state line. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.